And her lips. Also, I was unattached now, wasn't I? Was I? To be honest, I was starting to get a little confused myself. But she was herding me out the door into the hallway. And then Jean whirled around on me again. This time I was ready for her and took her in my arms. We kissed, and it was longer and more satisfying than the first time. She smelled terrific, felt even better, and her brown eyes were beautiful up close like this. Jean took my hand, and she started to pull me back into her apartment. I stopped her. "You just got dressed to go out." She shook her head. "No, I got dressed for you." But then I gathered it together, got hold of my senses, and said, "Let's go eat, Jean." She smiled and said, "Okay, let's eat, Alex." Chapter 67.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, a 22-year-old actress named Alicia Pitt left Las Vegas and headed for L.A. The open casting call started at 9 o'clock, and she didn't want to be blonde chick number 305 in line. The part would already be gone before she even got to read. Her parents' Suburban, which the highly imaginative Pitts called Big Blue, was a gas guzzler without a conscience. Other than that, it was a free ride, so all in all, the price was close to being right. Once Alicia got some kind of real work, maybe she could afford to actually live in L.A. Meanwhile, it was the endless back and forth for auditions and callbacks. Alicia ran her lines as she drove west on I-10, trying not to glance too much at the dog-eared script on the seat next to her. The familiar ritual continued almost all the way to L.A.